So I was getting out of someone else's vehicle the other day, and I hit my head on the frame. The first thing I did, I grabbed my head and I said a four-letter word. Ouch. And then I said, why did that happen? Whose fault is this? Like, whose car is this? Who made this car? Surely there was someone to blame for the bump on my head, right? And you know what? There was someone to blame. There was someone to blame. Anytime something goes wrong, we want to know who to blame, right? Whose fault is it? The difficulty comes when the answer is not so obvious. St. Paul recognized that there are a lot of things that are not right in this world. Have you noticed that? And it's not just people. He says, all creation is groaning in labor pains, even until now. In other words, both the world and the people in it are suffering. But he says that's nothing compared to the glory that's waiting for us. How's that? My head feels better already. Our faith teaches us that there are two different kinds of evil: moral evil and physical evil, which is sometimes called natural evil, but the Catechism calls it physical evil. So moral evil is the direct result of our sin. You've maybe heard me talk about the three conditions. It's wrong, I know that it's wrong, and I choose it even though I know that it's wrong. That's a moral evil. But what about those things that are obviously bad, but they don't seem like they're anyone's fault? Well, that's what we mean by physical evil. So do you see the difference between the two? Moral evil, physical evil. So let's make sure that we understand the difference. So I'm going to give you some examples of bad things that happen. And I want you to think about whether it's a moral evil or a physical evil. So a teenager tells a lie to his parents. It's wrong. I know that it's wrong. And I choose to do it even though I know that it's wrong. That's a moral evil. But let's say that a child is born with a rare defect or a disease, or a tornado destroys half a town. We'd call that a physical evil. Or what if the Kansas City Royals only have 26 wins at the All-Star break? Huh? Whose fault is that? That's just evil, right? So we've got moral evil. It's wrong. I know that it's wrong, and I choose it, even though I know that it's wrong. And physical evil, where we know that it's bad, but we're not quite sure whose fault it is. And ironically, you know, this will sound crazy, but sometimes we're more comfortable with moral evil than we are with physical evil. And you know why that is. Because we can blame someone, because we can punish someone for moral evil. You know, it's his fault. It's his parents' fault. But what do we do with physical evil? Sometimes we just ask why, or we blame God for physical evil. You know, I can't answer the question why. No one really can. But it's great to ask the question this morning, when we're not emotionally wrapped up in it, to get a better understanding of where evil comes from. And the first thing to understand is that evil does not come from God. Doesn't. Neither moral evil nor physical evil. Now that makes sense with moral evil, right? It's the result of our own dumb choices. But physical evil? I mean, if the tornado doesn't come from God, where does it come from, right? And this is probably the real insight of our reading from Romans today. Even physical evil has its roots in sin. When God made the world, there was no evil at all. No suffering, no pain, no death. But when sin came into the world, it didn't just introduce us to evil. It turned all of creation upside down. That's why St. Paul would say today that creation was made subject to futility, and that creation itself wants to be set free from slavery. What existed in perfect harmony before couldn't possibly continue in the same form after sin came into the world. And so even those things that are seemingly no one's fault, you know, the Alzheimer's, the earthquake, the mental illness, even those would not have happened if sin hadn't come into the world. If that doesn't make you look forward to a new heavens and a new earth, I don't know what will. Now, it's not always clear whether something is a moral evil or a physical evil, or maybe a combination of both. And when a child playing in the street gets hit by a car, maybe it's the parents' fault. Maybe it's the driver's fault. Maybe it's no one's fault. When a person has a heart attack at the age of 55, maybe they made plenty of choices that led to that. Maybe not. Some would even say that some of our natural disasters, like our changing climate, are partly physical evil, but partly moral evil that we're responsible for. So to whatever extent that we can avoid moral evil, we should. And to whatever extent we can prevent the effects of physical evil, we should do that too. Through medicine or science or faith or whatever. St. Paul tells us today that there is a great glory waiting for us. And the sure sign of that glory will be a world with no more evil.